From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Karen Trigo Stewart. Today is the deadline for two sides to file arguments with the Arkansas Public Service Commission, which sets the rates we see in utility bills. The issue is something called distributed energy generation. That's solar and wind power, and right now those get credits on their bills if they send power out onto the grid. Well, utility companies want to make those credits much smaller. In the first of a two-part report, Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon says this fights for the future.
Two groups have been going at it at the Public Service Commission for 2 years now. One is people who have invested in solar power systems and their advocates like the Sierra Club that want to promote renewable energy. The other, electrical utilities like SWEPCO and Entergy, and the Attorney General's Office and the staff of the Public Service Commission, including Director John Bethel.
Recommendation: a change in the rate structure to ensure that the utility recovers its cost net of benefits. I think that's the standard the commission has to meet for whatever finding it makes, because that's what the law requires.
That's what the three-member commission does. It votes in rate changes. Bethel is saying that 3 years ago, Act 827 directed the commission to set appropriate rates for net metering customers, the solar generators that push electricity out onto the grid. State Representative Stephen Meeks wrote 827.
The utility can buy this wholesale rate out on the open market. They shouldn't be forced to buy from a retail rate from someone else, because then you get into picking winners and losers.
Basically, utilities don't want to credit solar power producers the exact amount they would charge them, because embedded in those charges is the price for the system, the lines to a house, the tech who fixes the blown transformer. What they're proposing is a credit that's less than half the current one, a substantial cut.
Distributed generation customers offer more benefits to the grid than costs they impose on it. And so in the long run, having more distributed generation is actually saving all customers, reducing the bills of all customers.
That's Casey Roberts.
I'm a senior staff attorney at the Sierra Club and representing the Sierra Club on net metering and other clean energy matters in Arkansas.
What both sides would agree on is the way we power our homes is changing. Only a few hundred customers in the state have solar power systems today, and the commission's already locked in their current credit rates for the next 20 years. But advances in battery technology and much cheaper and pretty durable solar power systems means big changes ahead for Big Electric. Roberts with the Sierra Club says those changes can be good.
It's important to remember that distributed generation customers, they use less energy from the grid during those peak hours of the day that really drive a utility system's costs. And so by doing that, they are reducing the need for the utility to build new generation, to buy expensive fuel, to upgrade those transmission and distribution systems.
In other words, maybe the cost to a utility of serving a solar-powered customer is actually less than other customers. John Bethel says if that's true, Robert's side hasn't proved it.
Based on the record, yeah, because nobody has suggested. Subgroup one has a little bit hinted that the benefits are in excess of the costs, but they've not really advanced that beyond a pretty superficial statement to that effect.
The commission is kind of like a court of law. The dockets are like cases, and there's evidentiary hearings and case law. What John Bethel is saying is the utilities have entered evidence that the current rates are unfair to them. And the other side, the solar power generators, don't have the evidence that solar generation is a bottom line benefit. And Bethel's side has all the legacy players at the commission, his staff and utility companies, the Arkansas Attorney General. Spokesman for Entergy declined an interview. They directed inquiries to the Attorney General's staff, who declined an interview. Commission Chairman Ted Thomas said he won't comment on the docket, except to say this is really about the future.
And what we want is a regulatory scheme that can meet any technology that we know of now, and whatever disrupts the technologies that appear to be beginning the disruption of other technologies right now.
Thomas said the commission will decide the matter very soon. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.